There's more money in this year's federal budget aimed at getting people to build and buy homes, sectors that are already in boom times. Existing subsidies appear to be working. There's been a spike in first home buyers entering the market. But government investment is also helping make houses less affordable, which adds to questions about why the budget neglected another key area, social housing. Bridget Fitzgerald reports.
When asked about the Perth housing market, Renee Taylor has this description.
Well, it's scary, you know, as a single mother with children, thinking that I'm not going to find anywhere to live.
Her lease came to an end late last year when rental vacancies dropped to 1% and housing prices started to surge in Western Australia. As a housing support worker, she's not only struggled to find somewhere to live for her own family, she's facing the impossible task of finding homes for others as well.
Huge stress. People are really stressed, and we don't have the answers because there's no housing.
Mark Glasson from Anglicare WA says he was disappointed not to see any cash in the budget for social housing.
In Western Australia right now, we have a housing crisis like we've never seen before. So it's really difficult. And we've talked about that previously, but that's being replicated right around the country. Now, the history of housing provision in Australia has been a Commonwealth and state responsibility. For the last 10 years, this government, this federal government, has said housing is a state responsibility. And what that's left is a big gap in the middle. So it needs both governments working together on this. We have a problem.
What the federal budget has done is extend its first home buyer and home builder schemes. Eliza Owen, the head of research at CoreLogic, says the government is attempting to make it more affordable to build and buy as well as creating jobs.
They're looking to increase access to home ownership through offering these kind of low deposit incentives and funneling that into new supply, which creates the other advantage of stimulating building and construction activity.
Some, however, are questioning why that couldn't be achieved through social housing.
I'm getting a bit frustrated with some of the messaging some of the commentary about this, saying it's a missed opportunity as if they've just forgotten it.
Dr. Chris Martin is from the University of New South Wales City Futures Research Centre.
The running down of social housing has been going on for years. The best thing we could be doing with it is putting it to work in building more social housing, because there is such a great need there. So in terms of the economic effect, yeah, tradies and building supply companies and manufacturers can be either working on doing up houses for higher income households, or they could still be working and earning an income and being paid by a government that wants to put their resources into social housing that decently houses people who really need it.
He says the existing schemes just make the market more unaffordable.
As more people find ways of spending more money on housing, those who already own housing have their wealth increases, and effectively what they're able to do is use that increased wealth as the deposit for a loan to buy another property.
Eliza Owen says some government stimulus could make prices rise, but likely in new builds rather than the cost of existing homes.
Particularly in the construction space, at least in the short term.
One thing that's likely to see those on lower incomes getting into the market is a scheme for single parents with dependent children to buy homes with just a 2% deposit. Renee Taylor says that'll be a big help.
I think it's great that they're finally going to look at some stuff to do with established homes, because personally, I'm not interested in building a home. And to save, like as a single parent, you know, I mean, I basically work full time. As a single parent, when I'm paying $740 a fortnight rent, that's just rent before I start. There's not a lot of money left to save for a deposit for a house.
But she says the housing crisis won't be solved without social housing.
We've seen wait lists with Department of Housing, you know, the priority wait list I think has gone up to 6 years, or, you know, it's a huge increase. People have got nowhere to go.
Perth woman Renee Taylor speaking with Bridget Fitzgerald.